Welcome back, everyone, to the Language of God podcast. I'm your host, Stephen De La Cruz, and today we're stepping into an incredible mystery of the Word of Knowledge, the second gift of the Holy Spirit listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8. Have you ever wondered how to tap into divine knowledge? Understanding when to use it in your daily life, or why it's a total game changer for the modern Christian? That's what we're unpacking today. We'll explore how this gift works, when it's time to lean into it, and why it's essential for living a balanced life in both the natural and spiritual realms of our existence. Plus, stick around to the end. I've got a special book to share that'll take this even deeper. Grab your Bible, a cup of coffee or tea, and let's get started. What is the word of knowledge? Let's start with the foundation. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 says it this way. To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. This isn't your average know-how knowledge, and it's not what you pick up from a textbook or a YouTube tutorial. The word of knowledge is a spiritual gift from the Holy Spirit, revealing specific facts, insights, and the skills you couldn't know any other way. Think of it as a divine download. Suddenly, you've got the info and the ability to handle a situation, whether it's spiritual or practical. Scripture calls knowledge a treasure. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 4 through 5 say, "If you seek it like silver, you'll find the knowledge of God." And in the book of Hosea, chapter 4, 6, God warns, "My people are destroyed because they don't know me. They have no knowledge of me." This gift isn't just nice to have. It's life-saving. It's about knowing what's really going on and having the tools to act. So why does it matter? Let's find out. Why the word of knowledge matters. Why do we need this gift? Because knowledge is power, real power. Proverbs says a wise person is mightier than a strong one, and a person of knowledge outshines brute force. In a world obsessed with muscle, money, and beauty, the word of knowledge flips the script. It's strength through understanding. Take Hosea's time. God's people were falling apart because they rejected spiritual knowledge for practical smarts. That's a warning for us too. This gift isn't just about spiritual things, it's practical also. In Exodus chapter 31, God fills Bezalel with the Spirit, giving him knowledge and skills to craft gold, silver, and bronze. Or look at Jesus in Matthew chapter 9. He knows the thoughts of the Pharisees and heals a paralyzed man with authority. The word of knowledge reveals what's hidden and equips you to act. It can save lives, shift history, and restore peace. That's why it's a treasure worth chasing. How to use the word of knowledge. To implement this gift into your life, consider it as part of a sequence, an array of gifts bestowed by the Holy Spirit. First comes the gift of faith. Hebrews chapter 11 says it's the starting line. Then the word of wisdom provides you with the plans to navigate the unknown, and the word of knowledge equips you with the skills to execute them. These three unlock the other gifts, such as miracles, or discerning spirits, depending on what is needed in your situation at that moment. Here's how it played out for me. I'm a biomed engineer, a fancy way of saying I repair medical equipment. One night, I'm racing the clock to repair a cardiovascular machine in an operating room. Now, I've got to 4 a.m. to finish, and that seems like a lot of time, but let me tell you, when you take this type of equipment apart, it takes a lot to get it all back together and make sure it's running properly. So I am racing the clock. Now, I'm about to power everything back up because I'm done. It's getting real late, and I've pretty much run out of time at this point, when a word of knowledge hits me. The Holy Spirit says, you didn't connect board C4 to section A. Technical talk. I know, but understand something. This is my language, something that I understand. So when God speaks to us, to any of us, God will speak to us in our language so that we can understand much more clearly what the Holy Spirit is sharing with us. So keep that in mind, because God has a language, and this is the teaching that I give to the world, to the church, the language of God. So right now, we may think we know God's language, but I'm going to tell you, we don't. But God knows our language, so the Holy Spirit will speak to us in our language. And at that moment, the Holy Spirit was speaking my language. The Holy Spirit had said, you didn't connect board C4 to section A. Technical talk, once again. I know, it doesn't mean anything, but it did to me. Now, if I'd not been listening and paying attention to the Holy Spirit, I'd have missed that simple, small, quiet voice. And I'd have wasted an hour trying to figure out why this piece of equipment wasn't firing up, turning back on and running properly. I would have caused the delay of critical surgeries that morning. So I went back into the system, I lifted the hood, I checked the area in that system that the Holy Spirit pointed out to me, and then sure enough, it just needed to be connected. I had put everything back together except that one area, and all it needed was to be connected. So I connected it. I did that very simple thing, and I finished on time, got the system up and running, and it was ready to go. Now, that's one way of how the word of knowledge operates outside of the church building. An instant where it's practical. And there was mastery there because the knowledge was specific on what I had to do. It was outside of the church. There were no glory clouds. No one was worshiping around me. There was no prayer team praying for me and laying on of hands and anointing me with oil. I was at work. It was late for me because I had started around 10 p.m. and it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm exhausted. So this is another way that the word of knowledge works in our modern day lives as Christians. And I want you to know it's not solely about church and it's not solely about work. There's a balance there. It also includes understanding someone's hidden challenges, which is a relationship, or discovering how to strengthen that relationship. The word of knowledge comes to us in so many different ways when the Holy Spirit is using that gift in us. And you gain the knowledge and the tools precisely that are necessary when you need them the most. When to use the word of knowledge? When should you use this gift? Well, let me tell you, anytime and anywhere you may find yourself. It's not locked away in a church building. It's not locked away in your prayer group. This gift is for your 9-to-5 day, when you're at home, or when you're in your downtime. I've seen this gift work on the worst day of my life. It is in these wild spiritual moments that you must be ready. Let me share something with you. One Saturday, as I was relaxing at home, I suddenly found myself drawn into an incredible vision guided by the Holy Spirit. It felt like a wave of inspiration washed over me, pulling me into the realm beyond the ordinary. As I opened my eyes in this spiritual realm, I found myself in a dark area. Now, because the gift of knowledge was working, I had the understanding and the information downloaded into me to know where I was and what was going on. And this place was the place where paradise once was. And you can find this in Scripture. Now, as I looked out in front of me, across, I could see this dark, deep chasm. And as I looked farther beyond the chasm, I saw hell. And there I saw a chamber in hell. And in that chamber, a woman from my church crashed into that chamber, and she was tormented by a demonic creature. Now, I was watching all this as it was happening, and the word of knowledge was revealing to me all the information in detail of why it was happening. She was there for practicing witchcraft in her lifetime. And when I saw all this happening, I realized simply because the gift of knowledge was working, I could see all she had been doing up to that point. Now, I woke up from this experience, and I drove to her house and warned her. And as I was there telling her all this that I shared with her, she and her daughter repented on the spot. Now, I know this is an extreme event, but it shows the when. It was a Saturday, and I was enjoying my downtime and doing chores around the house. So whenever God needs you to act, that gift will activate in you, and it will unleash an incredible amount of knowledge. When this gift comes to life, it may present itself as a vivid thought, a striking image, or a profound sense of familiarity. Balance is the key to working with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Too much practical focus and you're going to miss it. Too much spiritual focus and you're out of sync. You must walk in a balanced place in your life, both in the spiritual and in the practical. Reading your scripture or listening to scripture, spending time in worship, and keeping yourself in tune with what is going on in your spiritual walk with the Holy Spirit. Human knowledge versus the word of knowledge. Let's clear up one thing. This isn't human knowledge I'm talking about. Human intelligence is cultivated through learning and key observation, as exemplified in fields such as medicine, technology, and architecture. It's an awesome but limited knowledge to the natural realm, the natural existence we live in. The word of knowledge is a spiritual gift from God, from the Holy Spirit. And it operates across both worlds, both realms, the natural realm and the spiritual realm. This is exemplified in Exodus 31, where Bezalel is endowed with unparalleled skills beyond any formal education. Now, we know that Jesus utilized this gift to perceive thoughts and perform miraculous healing. Human knowledge takes practice. The word of knowledge is instant mastery. The knowledge of the physical realm can't affect or reach into the spiritual realm. Yet the word of knowledge has the power to heal a soul and give you the understanding to create machines in this natural world. Know the difference. Use human skills where they fit, but lean on the gift of knowledge for what's beyond. If this teaching has sparked something in you, I've got a resource to share as we close. There's a book I've written called The Art of Spiritual Warfare for the Last Days. This new book dives deep into the Holy Spirit's gifts, like the word of knowledge, and how they are for today. Chapter 4 in my book sums it up beautifully, showing you how to master this gift in these last days. Unlock the secrets to spiritual victory with a comprehensive playbook. Explore this detailed roadmap designed to guide you on your journey. Visit my webpage for a direct link to the book or find it conveniently on Amazon. Now, I'd like to pray with those of you who desire to receive the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit, as well as with those of you who long for a deep presence of God in your life. Take a moment and join me in this prayer. Jesus, I thank you for your kindness and mercy. As I come before you, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Cleanse my heart and make me new. Restore to me what was lost and draw me into your presence. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I believe you died for me and rose again so that I may have eternal life. Jesus, baptize me in your Holy Spirit and fill me with your power. I receive your blessings and your favor upon my life. Reveal to me the path you have created for me. Let your Spirit guide me, strengthen me, and equip me for the purpose you have called me to fulfill. Jesus, make me one with you, just as you are one with the Father. I surrender myself to your will, laying down my life to follow you. I take up my cross and choose to walk in your ways. Thank you, Lord, for your love, your grace, and your Spirit that now dwells within me. Amen. Thanks for joining me today. If this has been a blessing to you, please share it with a friend. Until next time, go and enjoy your life. I encourage you to truly live, break free from the things that have been holding you back, and step into the fullness of what God has for you. Shake off the chains that have kept you bound. Rise up, dust yourself off, and step back into the race and live again. If you thirst for life, come and drink from the river of life that flows from the throne of God. His waters never run dry, and his presence brings renewal, healing, and strength. I say to you, come and drink. Be refreshed, be restored, and walk boldly in the freedom that Christ has given you. This is your time. This is your moment. And I say to you, live.